again, listeners, followers, subscribers, and people who just stumbled on us right this moment. With you, as always, I'm Top Toes.
And I am Emmy, and you are listening to the Oh Those Toes podcast. Welcome.
Welcome. Damn it, I had something to say, and I just lost it. But you know what? A year ago, I stuttered on the actual name of the podcast.
You know what, though? We did say from the beginning that we were going to keep it raw.
Yep.
Like, we weren't going to edit. And we've gotten better at, you know, catching ourselves and...
And just having a rhythm and feeling natural. God, did we not feel natural that first time. So...
Well, wait a second. I feel the opposite.
What do you mean?
I feel like we were too comfortable with each other. We were literally just having a conversation like we would on the phone. We were not being entertainers on a podcast.
Okay, yeah. The subject matter was a little on the dry side the first episode for sure. But I definitely, in the first episode, was trying so hard to do my NPR voice and speak slowly and clearly. And now I'm just like, I talk. And I talk over you. And we talk.
We talk over each other. All right. So welcome to this episode. This is, are we still in season? We're still in season one, right? We're still in season two.
Yes, if we had done the old intro, it would be welcome to the Oh Those Toes podcast, episode 240 for the week of October 17th. And it was just, oh my God, why did we start that way? Well, we didn't know what to
do. You know what? Because, you know, I listen to some podcasts that kind of do that. I think that the host itself doesn't do it. They just kind of have a little... thing that they play at the beginning. But okay, well, you know what, welcome to this episode of of our podcast, which we are calling Insta Besties, or still Insta Besties.
I was gonna go with Insta Besties Redux, but I hate the pronunciation of that word, and it also sounds stupid in French, so still Insta Besties is better. Yeah,
still Insta Besties.
Insta Besties.
Our last episode, we said that we were going to record this. So we did. We do have a couple of guests lined up. So I'm so sorry that we pushed them yet another week out. But, we really had to redo our Insta Besties episode.
We did. And we drunkenly promised to do that on the anniversary show. So if you didn't catch last week, it's a fairly hilarious, gathering of friends to celebrate it wasn't even the end of the first year. It was to celebrate actually the first episode after a full year of doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is somehow different from seasons because those are calendar and we just have all kinds of confusing things. So we have as many landmarks as possible.
Right. So the episode that you listened to was our 1 year anniversary. I mean, we're still in the season. Because the season, you know, isn't going to end until December, right?
Yeah. But we had managed to land an episode on the exact same day 1 year later, exact same calendar day, October 13th of 2020 is when we started this crazy endeavor. October 13th, 2021, we got a whole bunch of our friends, not a whole bunch, if you say it that way, it sounds like we don't have very many friends. We got a good amount of friends together on a live recording, recorded live, played back 2 days later.
But you know what really sucks is that the day after, even that same afternoon, I was getting messages about when we were going to do the show or could they come on or the link was still working or wasn't working or whatever. And I was like, guys, I posted the fucking times and we promoted it. Like, I
posted it every day for a week. I don't know.
I changed my entire bio to say join my live on this day at this time.
We have this problem. And it's really, it's situational. It's not anything against anyone. After the fact, we get so much feedback, love. Hey, I want to do this. Hey, I'm totally on board with coming on here. And then when we do something ahead, like, hey, ask us this question or answer this question for us, or hey, this is when we're going to do this, we don't get nearly the feedback. And then right. we get the feedback of, oh, did I miss it?
Yeah. Oh, God, that drives me crazy. Because
so apparently just we have a whole bunch of really freaking cool friends that don't have calendars.
Yeah. Like, I think we have to, like, send, you know, confirmations the day before or something. I don't know. But I'm really sad for, there are some people that messaged me afterwards that I really would have liked to have on. So I'm a little bit sad about that. And also, I feel like visually, it was a really good show. Like, and the thing is, you don't get to see the whole thing. You get to see bits and pieces of it on YouTube. But you would have enjoyed it so much more if you were on the Zoom meeting watching it live.
Well, that was the one friend who joined us and never spoke and never turned on a camera. And I'm sitting there scratching my head going, why? And then I realized that person saw, heard a very different version of the show than what aired. Not that we cut anything, but I think being there live, kind of just lurking in the studio, as it were, there was something to be said for that. They got a very different experience that I think they probably enjoyed.
So I'm having a similar experience right now. Well, not obviously not right now, but, you know, on Twitter. Lately. So do you remember not too long ago I sent a screenshot of my Twitter and I was like, what is happening here? Like, did I accidentally video chat all of these people? Like, and I was afraid to touch it because
oh yeah.
Right. Okay. So those are Twitter spaces.
Yes, yes.
Twitter spaces.
I found out about Twitter spaces a day after you asked that question and already figured it out.
Yeah.
Mrs. Top Toes is a big, big Twitter person. Almost as big in the Twitterverse as I am on the Instagram universe. In swimming so in different pools.
Hers is Twitter. So hers is Twitter, yours is IG.
Yeah, hers is Twitter at tens of thousands of followers. I don't know how many. We've made an agreement to each other to keep our pools separate. So on those two social media platforms, we're actually blocked from each other so that we can safely do anything we want to do without offending the other.
Well, I kind of like that. I think that you guys have a comfortable enough relationship where you could say things, but I definitely understand having to be just a little bit more careful because you know that your significant other is listening. You know, I know for a fact that my husband listens to the podcast every week. I know this, but it's different having him on live watching me do it. Do you know what I mean? Like it was a little bit, yeah. So I totally get that.
So you've discovered Twitter spaces.
I've discovered Twitter spaces, yeah.
Which is kind of like a mass multi-person live stream show.
Yes. Yes. So people start, you know, the little chats and everybody can join and there's hosts and there's co-hosts and you get to turn the mic on or off and you get to participate if you want or not. It reminds me of the party lines back in the day.
Yes.
Except with more control because you get to turn off mics if you want and you get to boot people out if you want.
It's basically the Zoom meeting you want to be on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I've had a chance to just kind of listen to people. And I do get invited to chat, but I sometimes just listen because sometimes I have my headphones in and I'm in a public space. So while I can listen, I can't really say.
Yep.
And then I've joined a couple of them. I think the last one I joined may have been the question was, do you like anal? So that was really spicy. conversation that our friends were having. And I'd like to say, like, it was one friend, but it really was a ton of people, a lot of people I didn't know, although some people that I did know. You know, Rhonda, Marcy, and a couple of other people were in it. So it was pretty cool. So it's like they get to have a podcast, but they don't have to do any kind of producing, editing, or, you know, and then nobody gets to listen to it again.
Yeah, there's no replay. Yeah. So it's different from what we're doing, for sure.
For sure. But there's something about just kind of sitting in the back and listening, you know? So I kind of like that. So
yeah. And I think our interloper for the live podcast definitely got something. And I didn't note it at the time. And I was like, oh, so-and-so, do you want to say something? Or, and you're like, no, just let them lurk. It's cool. And I didn't realize why it's cool. And now I apologize to that person should they be listening. And I think if they bothered to come on our live podcast, they're probably a listener. So I apologize that I didn't get it then. I totally get it now, and it's always been cool. I think it's interesting that you bring up Twitter, because I got a chance to, I think we both got a chance to listen to our first episode. Parts of it were painful to listen to. One, there were some quality issues. We hadn't figured some stuff out. Two, like I said, we spoke a little slowly. We stuttered a lot. We were nervous as hell, and we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
But that episode was called Hashtag It's the Besties. And, you know, it was quite obvious that that was our whole universe. And what a difference a year makes, because you're talking about what you're doing on Twitter. I had said that FetLife is scary. Now we're both there and enjoying it.
Yeah, I love FetLife now.
You were insistent you had no OnlyFans. Now you're all about that.
I was like, no OnlyFans. And now I'm like, yes, go everyone follow my free OnlyFans.
Yeah. You then also cracked Reddit, which I guess some of our community has followed you. Well, we won't be so arrogant to say followed you over there, but there's other parts of our community coming over there. And in fact, we're kind of a little both sick of Instagram, or at least how it's declining. Like today, the big deal was those of us who had hit 10,000 followers are allowed to put links in stories. Then they changed links to link stickers. And now almost everyone who had that available to them got a warning message today that they are not allowed to do it after October 25th because we have done something against the grand Instagram terms of service. Therefore, they will not let us put links in our stories after October 25th. And I literally don't know anyone in our circle who had reached 10,000 and gotten that permission who didn't just have it taken away today.
So they're taking it away from everybody?
No, they're taking away from everybody. Basically, as best I can tell, they're taking away from everybody who has ever had any piece of content reported for any reason ever. So basically, they're taking it away from everybody. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so everybody. Okay, well, you know what? In our defense, right, Instagram was not as bad. A year ago, I could get away with posting a whole lot more than I can.
Oh, yeah. Well, FOSTA SESTA hadn't even passed, had it? When we first, no, because we hadn't started Foot Jobs for Freedom until like episode 4 or 5.
Right, yeah.
So it was... Yeah, there was the regular terms of service, but there wasn't the enhanced terms of service. That was a big scandal, at least amongst us, that occurred during our first year of the podcast. And then it got worse, and then it got worse again.
Right. So if Instagram had stayed the way that it was when we recorded our Insta Besties episode, our very first episode ever, we would still be sort of, you know, all about Instagram. But right now we're so bitter. Well, not you. I am so bitter about it. And
I'm sort of a passive secondhand bitter and getting bitter for my own reasons too. It's more and more often that things are getting reported, taken down. This warning of violation, that warning of violation, how you can't put links in your stories. And I use the links in my stories to promote the podcast.
Right.
To allow our viewers to one click into the podcast for my story. That's going to be a huge loss for us.
Right. Yeah. So I've been forced to expand. Right. Really, I started my OnlyFans like the day after I, you know, I started looking into my OnlyFans the day after I got deleted. And then of course, you know, with COVID, we couldn't renew our licenses. So we didn't have, you know, a valid driver's license for a long time.
That's why I never got onto OnlyFans during that time. Now that I finally can, maybe I should. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's what led me to it. And then this last time that I moved over to Twitter, same thing. FetLife, I just wanted to check out. I think one of our guests recommended it to me and was like, yeah, I use it for informational purposes. So
yeah, I think shortly after starting the podcast, I opened the podcast's FetLife and then started retooling my own and actually paying attention to it.
Right.
And then you came on thereafter, and we discovered some friends from the Instagram scene who were there. Others came and followed us. That time we could say follow.
So if I knew that I could continue my conversations and continue following my same, you know, group of people that I follow and interact with now on Twitter and OnlyFans or Reddit, like if I had another way, I would completely shut down my Instagram. Like I just wouldn't even pay attention to it.
Yeah, if 85% or better of that main group chat we're all involved in.
Right.
We're on one other platform.
Yeah. So when I'm not active on Instagram, like I don't get to even interact with my wifey. Shout out to Candy Crush Souls, because she's not on any other platform other than Instagram. So I can text her, but then I don't get to see all her sexy shit, you know? So she doesn't have OnlyFans, she doesn't have Twitter, she doesn't have any of that. So
the same with our very first guest, Soft Soul Queen, who just finally came out of hiding on Instagram. If I wasn't on the gram, I wouldn't know that she's back in the world.
Exactly. So
the gram will always be home base, even if we're not posting a damn thing. I think we'll just keep it as sort of an open... at that point, it will become what... what is that weird platform called? It's a chat with audio kind of weird component.
WhatsApp? Snapchat?
No. Something you and I have never really discussed.
It'll come Discord. To you. It'll come to you.
No, Discord. I just looked.
Oh, Discord. Oh, Discord. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, much like in the North we say insurance, and in the South you say insurance. In the North we say Discord, and in the South you say Discord. Stop putting the wrong accent.
I know
on the
you
syllable.
Have. I know you have this thing with like languages and shit, but I didn't even notice that. Just like you say that I say giantess, weird.
And I say giantess.
And like, it's the same thing. I'm like, it sounds exactly the same. You're no, it doesn't. I'm
you
like,
in the
guys.
South, you in the South have a tendency to stress the latter syllables instead of the early syllables. Except for the insurance thing is backwards. You say insurance and we say insurance.
I say insurance.
Well, but you're also from California originally. So some words you've picked up and some words you haven't.
I don't know. It sounds the same to me.
And
but I'm
also
a terrible ear for language, so yeah.
Yeah, and the only reason I have an ear for language is the same reason I speak funny, you know, being raised partly in Canada.
You don't speak funny. You're silly. But, so we had a chance back to our Insta besties, right? I remember one of the episodes, I said something along the lines of like I was listening to a kink podcast, and their very first episode was on the foot fetish. It was a group of three people, and I can't remember the name of the podcast right now. I want to say it's like Kinky AF. No, that's yours.
No, Kinky AF.
That one's yours. It was Kink something, right?
Kinkcast.
Maybe. I don't know. But I remember him saying that no one should go back to listen to the first episode of a podcast because every single episode of the podcast sucks. And so he was apologizing, like he was predicting that it was going to be their worst episode ever. And I was like, what's he talking about? Like, I always go back and I listen to the first episode of a podcast and I listen to the most current one. But I think he might be right. I think the first episode was definitely the most challenging for us. And I'm going to just take a moment to really thank the people that kept listening. Because while we are interesting and we are fun in that episode, we definitely needed to amp up our energy. We needed to stutter less. We needed to get to our point quicker. I think we were trying hard not to talk over each other and let the other one lead. So there was a lot of pauses and, like, you know, you can definitely tell it was our first episode.
You know what we need to do right now?
We need to have another little pause.
And we'll get back to you in 30 seconds or less.
Welcome back. You stuck with us through our entire first episode and first season. And now you stick with us through our 20-second breaks. And we thank you for that. So let me just take a moment to thank our podcast sponsor, Crowfoot Jewelry. They are another person who lives on Instagram and does business only on Instagram. So be sure and follow at Crowfoot Jewelry. Check out their handmade custom stuff. I actually, hopefully by the time this airs, I will have completed all my editing, but I do have some jewelry that I received that is absolutely wonderful. So keep a lookout for that. And yeah, go check out Crowfoot Jewelry. Wow, that was not on purpose. That was my cup.
That was cool, though. Crowfoot Jewelry, a little gong. Fantastic. While we're shouting people out, or maybe at this point I'll just call it jackpotting, you mentioned a couple of our other favorite kink podcasts. What might have been the Kink Cast. Last few episodes, we've had some little bits for, Wine Dine 69, Strip Lucia, Erotic Awakening, mentioned Kinky AF, Love the Rev and His Show. It's one I listen to pretty regularly. One I used to listen to regularly and shouted out on the air before, Fetish World Podcast, unfortunately is no more, but Irony from Fetish World, one half of Fetish World, along with her puppy Noodles, have their own new show, which I am remiss to say is three episodes in and I haven't listened to any yet, called Subsegment. And so I'm hoping to rectify the listening thing and hoping really hard that Irony or Irony and Noodles will agree to be on the on our show.
Oh, that would be amazing. I have not caught any of the episodes. I would love to apologize, but I won't because I've just been just way too busy. There's no way that I could have. And, you know, we can only listen during certain times. I mean, it's not safe for work. So,
well, at least the best podcasts aren't safe for work. Well,
I hope their podcast isn't safe for work. But, you know, we are around a lot of people. I'm around a lot of people, so I can't always listen to that kind of podcast. When I want to.
Yeah, so I don't have
definitely to looking I can put forward to it. Irony is pretty awesome. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go check her out and then also ask her to come on our show.
Well, officially we have asked her, but now we've jackpotted her by asking her on the air live.
Dun, dun, dun.
Assuming she's possibly a listener of ours. But bringing it back to the theme of this episode, I think one of the cool things about running a podcast for a year is joining the podcast community and exposing ourselves to other podcasts. I was not, when I started this endeavor, I had listened to the Joe Rogan Experience and that was all I knew of podcasts.
Well, we've definitely come a long way. I think in all areas. I mean, we're comfortable with, you know, everything. I mean, I still stutter because that's just who I am, right? But we're pretty comfortable. Everything just kind of flows naturally. We do a little itty bitty bit of editing, not much, you know, and we've learned that we don't need to have the NPR voice. We've expanded quite a bit, made a lot of friends because of it, lost a few people because of it.
What are you gonna do? Such is life. We look at it with, because we're doing this and we consider this sort of a professional endeavor, not that it's a money-making endeavor, but I think we take ourselves seriously enough, at least to be professional. Yeah, we look at it under a microscope. So what would normally be the ebb and flow of people in and out of our lives probably hurts us a little more because we're looking at it in this particular lens.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I think one of my favorite parts about all this is that we were Insta besties before, and we are probably even closer Insta besties now. I mean, now we're like besties on all the other platforms too.
Yeah, we need to come up with a better term. And, you know, of course, as a lot of our listeners should know by now, very recently, or recently enough, at least in terms of the year after, and I think it's funny, I was listening to, and we're trying to say, have we known each other for 4 or 5? Right. And by now we've realized like we've known each other for 6. So it was definitely like 5 then.
3.5. Like, why did we have to spend 10 minutes figuring out the exact number?
It was painful and it was wrong. So after nearly 6 years together, together while apart, we finally got to meet in New York City. And you know what? I'm going to say the podcast had a lot to do with that, because I wouldn't really know or have much connection to the person who kind of puppet mastered us getting together in the city.
Right. If it wasn't for the podcast, she wouldn't have been over there. She wouldn't have convinced me to go over there. Like, yeah, no.
Absolutely. So,
you know what, though? We did have, well, yeah, no.
In episode 1, we talked about how you had just had to destroy your plans to go to New York. So yeah, it was definitely going to happen. And now, almost a year after that, it did finally happen. So I think we should just drop the Insta off and just, we are besties.
We are besties, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, then it sounds so basic, bitch. When you put Insta besties, it sounds like something unique. If we just say, oh, we're besties.
It does sound like very mean girlish. Like, yeah, you know.
If you say to me, oh, we're besties, I just want to throw a caramel macchiato at you.
You know what, too? Because people throw that besties bullshit around so frequently, and it's so incorrect sometimes that I don't like to use that word at all. So, you know, I like brother husband.
Yeah, I don't know what the reverse is.
We got to figure it out. I don't
know. I'm poly, so you just be another relationship. It doesn't. It becomes kind of.
So I can't be a sister wife. I can't be a sister.
No, you'd be sister wife to Mrs. Top, not to me.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'd just be another wife. Yeah. You know, we'll figure it out. I tend to. I tell people when I'm describing you, I say my internet best friend, and they're like, "What the fuck is that?" And I'm like, "It's my best friend that I met on the internet, but you know."
Yeah, okay, that sounds like I'm some guy in Nigeria trying to take all your money.
and then usually I have to follow it up with like, it's okay, my husband knows.
Okay. You know what I mean? I think almost makes it worse.
What else? I say podcast partner.
That's a good one. Yeah. My partner on the world's greatest foot fetish podcast.
Oh, I love it. Yes, that's what it should be.
So
yeah,
we are the world's greatest foot fetish podcast. Copyright, you know, 2021. Oh, those toes, all rights reserved.
Speaking of more foot fetish podcasts, I know that there's a couple of them out there. And I just want everybody to know that we are super fucking open-minded about everything. We do not have any, you know, ill will towards any foot fetishy podcast. And we're all kind of in it for the same reason, right? Like, we want to. Yeah.
And you know what? Expand. I'm going to contradict myself. As we've said about, you know, being a female in the foot fetish world, there's a foot for every taste, and there is no such thing as the perfect foot. There's no such thing as the world's greatest foot fetish podcast. Whether we're the one with the most listeners or the least listeners,
we just like to say that.
Yeah. You're here, so assumably we're the one you like, or the one you're checking out for the first time. And we're going to do this because we love our fans, and we love the people who pop in and check it out, and maybe we're not 100% for you. That's cool too. We love.
Here's the thing, though. Like, the foot fetish podcast, we're all pretty supportive of each other. I know that I've had plenty of conversations with the other couple of, you know, podcasts that we have. In fact, I was thinking, you know, of having a little guest exchange, because that's the thing. You don't have to listen to one podcast. You know, you can listen to more than one.
And that's something we wrestled with in the early days of the podcast. We'd like find a guest and then realize they had been recently on another podcast. We're like, ooh, no, we can't.
Well, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to have the same guest, because...
Well, you said guest exchange. I don't mind if one of our guests jumps on a different podcast, especially if it's a slightly different, you know... The podcast we're titled have a different niche.
No, let's go and be on this podcast.
Oh, well, we've done that. Yeah.
But not foot fetish, you know, so we can like compare notes. And so let's have them on our podcast too. And we can, you know,
it'd be great to have another actual foot fetish podcaster on our podcast.
Yeah. There's no hate whatsoever. And I know that there's a lot of like, I'm not going to say a lot. I'm going to say there's a few like warmongers out there that are like spreading rumors, and they'll like come in my DMs and be like, oh, like this person has this and this person does this. I'm like, I don't really care, because while I have listened to other podcasts in the past, I do try my best not to listen to foot fetish specifically podcasts so much, because I like for us to have our own ideas.
Yeah.
So we do our own thing. We have our own style. We, you know,
but there was a foot fetish podcast that was brief. I think it finally ended, but it was a very unique single person sort of narrative in parts about her experience joining the world of being a foot model, as they call it.
Right. But her perspective was like, she's a foot model and she's kind of stepping into it, and it was her just sort of experiences.
Yeah, yeah. That was a unique little
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool, yeah.
Going way back, I said being a foot fetish podcast, I wanted to, and being that this is sort of, at least we started in the universe of Instagram, I did want to put a little bit of note out there, because we aren't talking about feet so much as just ourselves.
Oh, we really are.
But something very interesting did happen on Instagram recently, and I absolutely love it. Our usual merry band of foot whores. I'm gonna get beat up for that one in a week.
But whatever, they love being your little foot whores.
I'm not saying they're my foot whores, but, you know, foot whores got a whore. Have decided to take on, at least in October, a little bit of awareness message stuff. And that's been very cool to see and to get to be involved with people taking their fan base, their celebrity, as it were, and using it to call attention to certain causes. And I don't think it's going to stop. I think it's just going to be what's going to be next month's cause.
And while, you know, some were more active than others on it, like some just kind of posted their pictures and that was it. There's a few that really was really personal for. And the messages that we got, even, you know, I mean, I didn't organize it. I didn't put it together. But even me, just the couple pictures that I posted, I got like some really nice messages about people saying, hey, like, I'm a survivor. It was really hard for me. And I appreciate you bringing light to this. And when we do it collectively as a group, I mean, it just, it's awesome. I love it. I swear I did not do it just because purple is my favorite color. But purple is...
And by the time this airs, we'll have done purple. We'll have done, we'll have just done pink.
Pink for breast cancer awareness.
Yep. I don't know what we're going to jump on in November. Obviously, we've got to take some time to do holiday because, or Halloween, because, you know, so dressing up is Halloween, the favorite thing.
You know what? I'm going to take a minute to make kind of a little announcement here, which I kind of briefly told you about. I will be launching a Giantess website. Specifically, it's going to be giantessany.com, I think. That's going to be, that's definitely in the works. I've got some trips planned. I've got a studio that's going to be set up in my home. And, you know, I've always said Giantess is my favorite, like, subcategory. Did we decide what we were going to call that? I don't know.
Something. Yeah, I know.
But anything, the
I would just say niche. Away, your favorite niche within the fetish.
Within the foot fetish, yeah, is the Giantess. And I get so many requests for it, and I've never really, you know, 100% given into that just because I used to be uncomfortable with my face and, like, I just was very limited and all of that. And I think I still kind of am a little bit, but we've definitely grown. So for me, my growth over the last year has been that I'm much more comfortable, one, of course, doing the podcast, and two, doing like going past my comfort zone a little bit. So, you know, I had the Diva Tour shoot. I don't mind meeting with photographers now. Certain ones, not all of them. Definitely still not at the session point. And I'm more comfortable doing my tongue fetish thing, which I get so many requests for.
So if you're doing Giantess, you can do a lot of vor and vor.
Right, yeah.
But tongue.
So, yeah, I'm like super excited about that. And having my own website is going to allow me, like, even if I get completely deleted from Instagram, well, I'll have my website and it'll be all right. So,
yeah, I always wanted to do something with Team Top Toes, and I really just kind of turned it into like some space to use for Linktree-esque things for a few friends. And I don't, maintaining content is just so time consuming.
It is. Yeah. But I'm, you know,
I'm excited for you, and I'm
super excited.
Wish you the best.
I know my tinies are all super excited about it. But, you know, hopefully, I mean, fingers crossed, it all works out the way that we want it to. So, as far as foot fetishy things go, or even just fetish in general, have you found that it's changed much in the last year?
I have found that there is next to nothing going on as far as like an in-person scene, with the exception that I'm seeing the, I think what we call the commercial foot parties coming back.
I have seen a lot of those.
The local dungeon scene was decimated. And even the local munch scene, for listeners who don't know the real BDSM scene. So a munch is a gathering of kinky people in a vanilla space wherein you just have the opportunity to meet people. Some people think it was kind of originally a where you could find play partners. Other people say that no, you should not try to find play partners in a munch, or at least not assume you're going to find play partners in a munch. But definitely it's a good way to get together and exchange places to go.
It's a place where you can gather with like-minded people.
Yeah. Yes. And so there, I haven't seen too many local munches announced. Definitely the one major dungeon around here just, you know, failed to survive COVID. And I'm talking outside New York City. In New York City, I'm not even looking just yet. Obviously, I've been into the city a few times, but I don't think I'm going to go into the city to play.
I've heard rumors that it's pretty dead. The foot scene is pretty dead in New York right now. So I don't know what that's about or if that's true, but that's...
I think it's just impossible to have, you know, mass gatherings that even if you can legally have them and figure out how you're going to vet people for it and then add the additional layer of vetting for COVID status or vaccination status or what the heck ever, I think people are not necessarily too totally comfortable with that. I wouldn't be. I would end up wanting to wear a mask the whole time, and that's going to take a lot of the fun out of foot fetish play now, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. We're still in it. We're still in, you know, we're not back to normal yet, so that definitely makes it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not really seeing much. It makes me wonder if we're going to put on a fourth Zoom-based foot party.
Oh, gosh. We might have to.
Wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean, we did one small attended but insanely not G-rated one.
Yeah. I think I liked the first one where we were all just kind of, you know.
Yeah. Definitely the first one was such a new experience that it was weird. Again, yeah, very well attended. And afterwards, people are like, oh, I can't believe I missed it. I'd like to come. And second one and third one were less and less attended. That follow-through factor that we were talking about in the first segment. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I still get messages, people asking when we're going to have the next foot party.
Yeah.
And I'm like, for my birthday and then your birthday. And that's really
that was
it.
Two and three, yeah.
And then our anniversary, you know. So
No, we had three foot parties. The first one wasn't based on any holiday. The second one was your birthday. The third one was my birthday.
Maybe we should have a Halloween party.
Probably too late to plan that.
Boo.
Well, why don't we think about it while our listeners take a little break, and we'll be back in just a moment. And we're back, and what were we talking about?
I had asked you how your fetish had changed, if at all.
Well, I don't think my fetish has changed. You know, what I'm doing with it is unfortunately less than maybe it would have been, say, 2 years ago this time, but...
So I just thought of something that's changed. I used to like my nails a lot shorter. I have them now. They're not long. They're definitely longer. And I used to like my feet to smell a certain way. And now, I don't like the vinegary smell anymore. And I think it's because I stopped selling socks. So I'm not used to my feet smelling anymore. So I like a leathery smell. And I think the husband feels the same. Actually, I think his fetish for smelling has gotten stronger for sure.
Mm. So one of the things we were talking about in episode one, you said you were toes girl and you talked about, you know, developing a fetish for other women's feet and you're, nylons was definitely a topic of conversation in that episode one.
My nylon game has been weak this year for sure.
Well, we're going out less.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is. That's what it is. So they feel weird walking around with nylons, you know, in the house. Although, you know, nylons and socks, another great page, but she doesn't, she's not like in the community. Like she doesn't interact with anybody.
Yeah, I know. But, we've known her since the very beginning, but not a talkative person, or at least not to us.
I don't think to anybody, really. She never comments. She doesn't follow. She doesn't shout out. She doesn't do any of it. But her reason for wearing nylons is that it keeps her thighs from chafing when she wears shorts or skirts.
Hmm.
And since I haven't been out really, I've really been wearing skirts. So it's just been jeans. And so when I wear jeans and I need nylons, or I wear nylon socks or knee highs. So, but I've always liked nylons, so I'm still loving nylons. As far as the fetish itself, wear them. You know what else too? I got like super. I think a year ago, I don't know that I would have gone to New York and had like a smelling comp. No, what did we have? It was an experiment. Had a foot smelling experiment. I mean, that was that was the first time. I mean, you have known forever, but that was the first time that I'd met Q, which is 10 Toes Films. Mm-hmm. And I shoved my foot no problem at all. So definitely getting more comfortable with that.
Yeah, and that kind of tying everything from the last 5 minutes up in a bow, it's unfortunate we just don't live near each other, because that kind of energy and that kind of comfort, you don't necessarily, I mean, in episode one you said you do not session. I think that still probably stands.
Yeah, but I don't session.
If we produced our, you know, in a world post-COVID, if we produced our own brand of foot party, that just doesn't do all the things we don't like about the ones we refer to as commercial foot parties, I think we could do really well with that. But of course, it's easy to say that in a vacuum when we don't live in the same space.
Right.
You know, unless we set it up in a place that we could both get to reasonably and just kind of in a sight unseen location and made it happen somehow.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to when the world opens up.
Yes.
Like completely, you know. So, but you know, if it weren't for the pandemic, I don't know that we'd be doing this podcast. And a lot of podcasts started off because of that, you know. So, and it really did give us a safe space to kind of get some energy out. It gave us something to look forward to, something to do, you know, look forward to. So, yeah, it can be a little. It definitely can be work, and finding the time for us to coordinate and that can be challenging sometimes, but
we're two very busy people even outside of this podcast. So,
yeah. So it's hard. I love it. I don't see, you know, just like your drunk little self said in the last episode, a fucking 1,000 more episodes. By the way, did you realize that you said something about Mrs. Wicked and Dizzy Kitten's thigh highs, like the brand changing? You said it like 3 or 4 times.
Well, I listened to that episode when I edited it, and wished that the tail end of it wasn't brought to us by a pitcher of booze, but you know,
a Kool-Aid man pitcher of gin. Oh, that was great. Yeah,
but life goes on. Yeah,
yeah. So we had some cringy moments doing our very first episode, I still love it. I don't regret it at all. I think that the second episode after that, we'd gotten a little bit more comfortable. We still had sound issues, but we'd gotten comfortable, and we talked about feet on film. And I that it's not one of your favorites, but it is one of mine. Like, because you don't like scripted, and not that we were scripted, but we had lists, you know.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. I really liked that episode.
I've grown to like the audience write-in type shows. So Feed on Film 2, I think I liked a lot better, where we had already explored the topic and now we wanted to know what they had to say. What did we hit? What did we miss?
I think every season we're going to have a Feet on Film episode, because...
As long as Quentin Tarantino keeps making movies.
Well, no, but we've missed so many. I mean, we've got tons of messages that we didn't even get to because we just ran out of time.
Yeah.
So...
And but... there'll always be... Well, I haven't been to the movies in probably 2 years now. But, you know, HBO Max now has a lot of the Warner Brothers stuff just same day as theaters. So that's always nice.
Mm-hmm. I did go back and watch The Avengers and pay close attention to the nylon scene in the beginning.
And I just, this past week, had somebody find that post on my page and make a comment. And they said they've watched and rewatched and rewatched that movie for that scene alone.
Oh, she's hot. She's absolutely hot.
Scarlett Johansson, so. Totally hot. Yeah. And not disappointing feet. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the nylons are a bit opaque, or the lighting, and, you know, it's kind of a dark warehousey kind of situation, but with some good freeze frame.
Yeah, but I've been noticing, oh my gosh, feet everywhere. I mean, I was just watching, I watched only a little bit of the Brittany Murphy documentary.
Oh, was that any good?
I only caught a little bit of it. I haven't finished it, but yes, so far so good. And one of the movies that she's in, which I don't think I've seen, she hasn't been on too many, so I should know which one it is, but she's walking around barefoot and in a hotel. It's like a creepy movie of some sort. And it like has this really long scene on her feet. And she's like dragging her feet in circles around the carpet. She's got great soles.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh man, and I
can picture that, because she's dragging it in this like toe circles, soles up toe circles.
If she does like kind of a Pulp Fiction-y kind of pose, like, yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, Friends. I've been rewatching Friends, like every now and again, somebody at my house keeps watching it, so I catch bits and pieces of it.
I'm not a huge fan, but I know with this kind of the couch in the living room, somebody's feet were always up. And it was that always the play on like, ew, the guy doesn't want the girl's foot in his lap kind of thing.
There's a lot of foot play references on Friends. I mean, yeah. So I keep catching them and I'm like, oh, I gotta write that down so we can talk about it. But, you know, there's just so many of them I never do. But well, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't think that, I think every season we're going to have a Feet on Film, so we can discover all the shit that we've missed and all the new stuff coming out. So,
yeah, and I think there was a Christina Ricci movie I touched on, couldn't come up with a title for it, that I'm going to have to look up.
Yeah, and we always get a ton of messages after the fact, right? Like,
yes, hey, and unfortunately, we don't, messages get lost, accounts get, that messages are on get deleted, and... you know, what are we going to do?
Mine are all gone. Mine are all gone, you know, with my account, so.
Yep. So, unfortunately. There was a point that you kind of said you wanted to make and didn't get a chance.
You mean our bitchy episode one where all we did was bitch about people?
I don't think all we did was bitch. I mean, it's been a theme we've touched on. We did a whole episode about you know, girls coming in. Yeah, we put it out raw there. Anyone who has 10 toes and can afford a pedicure thinks they can get on OnlyFans is pretty much how we put it.
Become much harder now, you know.
I think
that's definitely changed, because all of these new accounts, they don't know all of the rules, all the posting and all the different ways that you get deleted. So they're constantly getting deleted. Once you've been deleted from the, especially when you're such a small account, it's really hard to build. You're just going to keep getting deleted.
Yeah.
So
I've seen that. especially with you, with a few other people we know. But I think even in episode one, we made the point that there's some great people. There's some people who came in for what we would call the wrong reasons and discovered the right ones.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
You know, and there's still always people who came in for the right reasons. But then again, where are you going to get exposed to it, you know? If you come to Instagram to show off your feet because you were already a foot fetishist, where did you come into that? Talking from the female perspective. Was it just that you were doing the same thing on a different platform? At some point, you sort of... there had to be a first moment. So, nothing wrong with your first moment being on Instagram, too. I don't know.
I just think I stand by what I said. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, I don't think our attitude has changed. I think we want to be more apologetic than we were then, but I don't think our answer really has changed. I think.
Well, and also, you know, I just want people to be nicer.
Yeah, like, I still see, just like a year ago, I still see pages popping up all the time. That are basically, well, it's not I sell feet pics anymore. Now it's like I sell feet pics 274, you know, or some sort of screen name. And the one line bio, I sell feet pics, here's my Cash App.
I don't think that's working for anybody anymore. Not that it ever really worked, but it's much, much, much worse now. You know, so
they're still popping up, and so are the sugar daddy scams. And the amount of scammers popping up on Instagram has tripled since
for sure. Yeah,
I don't know if Twitter is scammer free, probably not. Just, you know, whether we're aware.
No, I mean, I just retweeted somebody today that $250 on PayPal, and the person put a claim in and got the money back. And I still am going to say, don't use PayPal unless it's from a trusted person, somebody you've been doing business with for years, you know.
Like Cash App and Venmo still have their pitfalls, but they're a lot safer than PayPal. And yeah. The biggest problem with PayPal is when they close you down, yeah, forget actually seeing your balance for a year.
No, you keep, even if it's something completely unrelated. Say, you know, your mom sent you $100 birthday money, and then somebody sent you $10 for a foot video, and they get wind of that, then your account gets shut down, but you never see those $100 ever again. Like, that's it. Like, you're just done.
I think eventually they have to, but they keep it for a very, very long time.
I've never heard of them giving it back. I think the terms say, if you violate it and you do this, we'll shut your account down. You don't get any of your money.
Well, I think if that was the truth, then we'd hear a lot more about them shutting people's accounts down for really ubiquitous reasons, basically just make money off people. And then no one would use PayPal. So I think there's an appeals process and there's an eventual get your money back. I have heard of people getting their money back, but it gets locked up for almost a year before you ever see it.
Ugh, such bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely bullshit. You know, a year later, we still don't have a good financial platform for this. We got through OnlyFans wanting to ban all adult content because their bank said no, and then their bank realized the bottom line was they weren't going to make money off OnlyFans, and they suddenly relaxed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have...
There's power in numbers. We just have to stick together.
We don't That's have Footcoin yet.
Get rid of this petty bullshit, you know, like support each other. Like, sure, be a little bit competitive if you need to, but that doesn't mean knock the other person down. You know, I'm still going to spread that message. Like, you have to be supportive of each other.
Absolutely. You know, we're a community, at least in totality we are. The foot fetish community is a real thing. And it's a real community.
Oh yeah, it's extremely, it can be very powerful. I mean, yeah.
And definitely. Yeah, if there are parts of the community fighting each other on Instagram, that's not, we're doing no one a service. And two, there is a foot for every guy, and there is a guy with a dollar in his hand for every foot.
Yep.
So you're not increasing your odds by tearing somebody else down. You really aren't.
Yeah. So, yeah, stand by what I say. You know, well, I mean, what else has changed from since then? a little bit, you know, a lot, and also not a lot. So, yeah, I think we're going to be doing our Insta Besties episodes, you know, maybe a recap every year. I don't know. I mean, we'll see where it takes us. But I do know that I love doing this with you. I love
this podcast.
I love our fetish. I love having this super fucking interesting thing to talk about. I love having guests. So, you know, I think maybe we'll get some revisited by some of our previous guests. We'll definitely have some new guests. And as always, we do welcome suggestions, you know.
And topic suggestions, because I think... Yeah. Deservedly so. We've been talking about ourselves for a couple weeks.
Yes, but it was the culmination. You know what I mean? It was like the year celebration. So
yeah, but I do want to get back to the idea of finding a niche in the fetish to explore with our listeners. Those are always a lot of fun for me, especially if we have to do a bit of research if it's something we don't know.
And I think what I want to do also is I think we're going to focus a little bit on having people with foot fetishes come on the show that are also doing, you know, sort of great things. So yes, we'll continue to talk about the foot fetish itself, but I mean, there's only so much that we can say, right? That I haven't already said. But having, you know, people within the foot fetish community that are doing other interesting things is something that I'd like to focus on for next season.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So stay with us. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to us through
a year plus now.
Yeah. And we do have anywhere. Some really loyal listeners. I mean, we have some people that listen, you know, every single week, like the day that it drops. And I'm not saying you have to do that. I get it, you know, but I do, you know, I do enjoy our listeners and I love that they follow up with us and keep that fan mail coming. We respond to every single message. I mean, if you message me,
sometimes
and you tell
a month
me...
late, I'm not so great about checking the FetLife DMs. So with apologies to our FetLife friends, I do get to them all sometimes. I don't log in every once a month.
Same with our YouTube channel. We don't really check those too much either.
Once a week when I'm uploading the YouTube, I'll go through and try to read through the comments a little bit. Not all.
And both of us do respond to those. It is both of us, so.
Yeah, that's, you never know which one of us is going to be saying something there.
Yeah. So, but I, you know, different topics, different fetishes, you know, related fetishes, whatever the hell is on our mind at the time, you know.
Basically, and what we've been doing for a year, we're going to keep on doing and just hopefully keep doing it better.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
So for those of you who've been there for the entire year plus, cheers. And for those of you who've been masturbating to our voices right now, you're welcome.
Very welcome.